Okay, Johnny, you lean in and you use my mic too. Bring like that chair over.
I don't think this chair works, bro.
Then just scoot the. Scoot the couch. Oh, okay.
I'll figure it out.
To our audio listeners, who do you think, who's the best rapper? That's it. That's the question.
Send in your responses to 911. Send in your responses.
What?
Text them who your favorite rapper is.
First time ever on the show, and he's already making terrible ideas. to our audio listeners, you're listening to WMUC College Digital College Park, where College Radio is Park Radio. I'm saying we didn't have a guest in the studio.
It's Park Radio?
No, it's not. We just throw in different. I guess it's not really adjective, but we do it anyway. Today's theme is music that like your cool older cousin would give you on a mixtape or like a cassette or something.
I'm playing with my camera.
And you're the cool older cousin that you're giving a cassette to?
What?
I don't know.
Wait, can you open my? Is that my backpack?
That's my backpack. Your backpack.
Where'd I put my backpack? Oh, it's right here.
Right there.
I don't have to do Spinatron. Who cares?
Yeah, whatever. We're gonna play a bunch of songs that your cousin would show you, and then he'd go to jail for selling weed because this is 2011.
This is this takes no music after 2011. So it gets the rules. Wait, where's Filipino? Here we go. Genre is blues.
That's good.
Okay, without further ado, we're going to play the PSA, but we're going to keep talking during it.
He's figuring it out. It's his first day.
The mouse is hard.
No one man should have all that culture, but this Club Canyon, know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA at UMD.com.
I turned us off. I think I kept the PC.
We're back.
Okay, we're back.
Sorry about that.
But we're gonna keep switching cousins, so they're like the genres can be different, you know.
Yeah,
they
different can cousin.
Different cousin each time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I have good stuff? Yeah,
no,
I got,
it doesn't seem like it.
All right. We're gonna start off with cousin Edward. He wears a Ramones T-shirt. And he's in a garage band with three of his friends at school. You're in 8th grade, and he's in 11th grade.
What's the name of the band?
The name's band is Split Lips.
Split Lips?
Yeah.
Split Lips, Sink Ships.
Is it Loose Lips?
Their name's Loose Lips.
Dude, that'd be a good band name.
That's a good band name.
Loose Lips.
Got a lot of alliteration.
Anal prolapse. Good band.
I don't like that one.
That one's already taken.
Really?
That's my side project, bro. Can't take that one.
All right, to all our audio listeners, look up Johnny Christmas Time on Bandcamp.
We'll play it.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, because it's not copyrighted, is it?
Oh no, it's 100% copyrighted. There's no way that can.
What?
No, dude. Johnny Christmas Time is public domain.
Yeah,
it's public domain now.
Don't get that big. If it blows up, you're going to jail.
You're
going to
pay
people, dude.
Dude, you're going to have to do what Bruno Mars does for the...
You're
going to have to play for a casino
every
night.
Who are you going to have to pay? I'm so confused.
Probably, who's the one guy? Who's the Christmas man? Who's the real Christmas guy?
Dean.
Frank Sinatra? Oh, Dean Martin?
No,
I just said that. I just said Dean. I'll tell you who you won't have to pay. You won't have to pay Black Lips, and this song is called Nakahoma.
Broken man, he'll keep waving tomahawking.
on digital, we're mad at Julian Casablancas because of AI. Hate Julian Casablancas. AI.
Also, his dad's a Diddy book.
Yeah, this is true. This is a true fact. Shout out to all 9 of our listeners. If you're liking what you're hearing, go hop onto FM and listen to DJ Salsero. That's it. That's it. Nice. That's it. Yeah, we're gonna you know, you get it. Which one of you guys wants to go next?
Johnny can go.
Well, hold up. I didn't know I was coming on until 5 minutes.
Okay.
Ago.
I got a song. Wait, let me pull it up though. Oh, this is your. Okay, here's the setup for this one. You ready?
Yeah.
This one is gonna be. It's like a Brazilian dude. Mm-hmm. This is your Brazilian cousin who does a lot of coke.
I can't say I have
a Brazilian cousin. Come on, bro. We all have Brazilian cousins.
I know.
Somewhere.
I wish I did, dude.
But yeah, this is like your Brazilian cousin who like sent he mailed this to you, and you're like, what the hell am I listening to? But it's like it's Brazilian, so it's
why
pretty
did you
awesome.
Send this to me?
Yeah, it's pretty
I don't
awesome.
Want this.
Yeah, he's also your pen pal, as well. Okay. The top thing in
that's
recommended is this beat makes you feel above everyone.
Wait, actually,
fire
do this
emoji.
One. We're do this one. Next. Sorry. Do this one. This one's better. This is also a Brazilian cousin, but your Brazilian cousin's name is Beom.
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 Beom. Beom. Beom. Beom. It's like a remix, so you're gonna have to search up Dub Dogs. It's by Dub Dogs. You're gonna love it, guys. Beom. Brazil. Brazil.
Oh, this is good. This is looking good. I'm excited for what's about to happen.
All right, everybody get excited. See you after Brazil.
It's an event now.
Lotus, 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 72.
Brazil.
It's like 9 minutes long.
Okay.
Like, yeah, another thing, older cousins like 9 minute long songs.
Yeah.
Stupid older cousin. Which like wait, which what, yeah. What's this one called?
Willie the Pimp.
This song is this like is,
This is your older brother named Daniel.
He's from Brooklyn.
And he smells really bad.
And
he's never discovered deodorant yet. But
he like spent $4,000 at a vinyl store yesterday. That's his like his average cost at a vinyl store is $4,000.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, this is a Frank Zappa song, and everybody who likes Frank Zappa is like, he made everything. They start tearing up. They're like, he made rock, he made jazz, he made indie rock, he made it all.
And he's just like a dude.
And he works at a bowling alley as well.
Yeah, he works at a bowling alley. He smokes tons. That's all he does. It's the only hobby besides working. And
he works at a bowling alley.
A lot of weed.
No, Daniel does.
Daniel.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely works.
Long hair and a mustache.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Smells bad.
To be respectful, because he's our cousin. Girlfriend's a dime. Girlfriend is a dime piece.
Girlfriend.
What?
Yeah.
How?
How do you do that? She's a lawyer.
Yeah, she's a lawyer.
She makes tons of money.
She's a lawyer, and in her free time, she wears bell bottoms and those like silky blouses. And it's like, you're going out with him?
Like,
she pays
for
everything.
He is 27 and he works at a bowling alley.
He's 20.
He's got no other.
27 works at a bowling alley.
His annual salary is $5,000.
He lives in a rent controlled apartment that he inherited from his grandpa.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he's got nothing else going for him.
And he's
it's
got
just the weed.
You know, he makes
and the bowling alley.
He makes $15 an hour, but somehow has a $40,000 vinyl collection, which makes no sense.
Like, where is he getting all these vinyls from? Doesn't make any sense.
And he forgot his girlfriend's birthday 3 years in a row.
And she's like, and she keeps taking him to Nobu because she loves him so much. It's like, what?
How do you do that? Sense. How do you do that?
Okay, this, you got to reload the tab. It's like not working.
Wait, no, trust. I think just have to play it. Right? It'll work, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Little pimp with my hair gas black, hair candy pants with my shoes shine black. Got a little lady walk that street, telling all the boys that she can't beat. $20 bill, I can sit you straight. Meet me on the corner, boy, I don't be. In a suit with a bow tie neck, gonna buy a truck with a fake body check. Standing on the porch of the Lido Hotel, bruises in the lobby, love the way I smell. I dream, I rat, I cat, I kiss, I we
and we're back to it. We're back to it. I can smell the marijuana in the studio.
What?
Yep.
We're gonna get in a lot of trouble for that.
No. So the next one is kind of ironic because the album itself was like found at a thrift store, which kind of led to it blowing up. But this one, it's your older sister who has a wolf cut and micro bangs, and she wears Doc Martens, and is the lead singer of a country grunge band that does Wednesday covers.
And they're bad.
And they're so bad.
It's okay, because you still love her, because she's still your older sister.
Yep. Exactly. And this is the song that she gives you on the...
you gotta check this out.
On this one. She says, you gotta check this out, little bro. You gotta check this out. That's what she says.
I don't like the way...
You gotta check this out, little bro. She's saying that because she's the cigarettes. Cigarettes. Yeah, yeah. You gotta check this out, little bro. Check this out. This shit's awesome. That's what she says. That's what she sounds like.
Don't do that.
Thank you to all bisexual white women out in the world, keeping them Panchico streaming numbers up.
Doing the world a favor.
I know them tattoos can get even smaller, bisexual woman. I know they can get even... I know your pointillism tattoo can get even tinier. Chase, low-key. Chase is low-key a bisexual woman.
Real. Shout out to... Two swans making a heart.
Even Megan, doesn't Megan have tiny pointless tattoos? No, if you're a boy and you like hardcore, you now have to get one massive tattoo. That's the new thing. One huge tattoo that takes up most of your arm. Yeah. This song.
We should get the outline of a skeleton as a tattoo.
That would be low-key, be such a fire tattoo. It'd be so crazy.
Speaking of fire tattoos, you guys want to see what I'm gonna get once I get a security clearance?
just the Epstein thing. Somebody got Epstein tattooed. It's like, why?
That can't be good. That can't be good.
What are you talking about?
No, for all our audio listeners, which is everybody. Oh, yeah. A skeleton running through fire.
It's like an AI skeleton running.
Everyone watching on the YouTube
live stream.
No,
dude, that's real.
It's a real skeleton. We'll hold up the camera.
Dude, what are you talking about? YouTube? This is Fox News.
What? Oh, sorry.
Yeah. You didn't hear about this?
And Fox News, I've heard, plays this as their intro song now or
something. We're live on Truth Social.
Yeah, so this song is from this guy. His name is William. He's from South London. He's from kind of
South London.
He's from right by a chicken and chips and fish shop. Hey, and he talks like this, and he also smokes so many cigarettes. And he wears, you know, the hat. What is it, like the Kangol type of hat that British people wear? I think it is a Kangol. No,
the hat
where it's like a hat, but they have like a piece of cloth over the whole thing.
Oh, I think it's what Jack Harlow's wearing on the new album.
Yeah. It's basically your cousin who wears a tracksuit and wears a Kangol like forward, which you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to wear it backwards, but he wears it forward, and he's a real geezer, bro. And this song is about being a real geezer called Ebenezer Good. Enjoy.
Ebenezer Geezer.
A great philosopher once wrote,
"Naughty, naughty, very naughty." Good. His friends call him Easer and he is the main geezer. And he vibe up the place like no other man could. He's refined, he's sublime, he makes you feel fine. They're very much maligned and misunderstood. But if you know Easer, he's a real crowd pleaser. He's ever so good, he's ever needs a good. You see that he's mischievous, mysterious and devious. When he circulates amongst the people in the place, once you know he's fun and something of a genius. He gives a grin that goes around face to face to face. Backwards and then forwards and then backwards. Easer is a geezer, he loves to muscle in. That's about the time the crowd has shout the name of Easer. He's crouched in the corner laughing by the bass bin.
This fucking thing sucks.
Anyone got any beers? Lovely. He's a good leading light of the scene, know what I mean? He created the vibe, he takes you for a ride, and as if by design, the party ignites like he's coming alive. He takes you to the top, shakes you all around and back down. You know as he gets mellow, then as smooth as a groove that is making you move. He glides into your mind with a sunny hello. A gentleman of leisure, he's there for your pleasure, but go easy on old Easer, he's a love you can lose. Extraordinary fella like Mr. Punchinella. He's the kind of geezer who must never be abused. When you're in town and Ebenezer is around, you can sense the presence in the sound of the crowd. He gets them all out. The party starts rocking, the people get excited, it's time to shout loud.
You never knew.
He's a real geezer.
He's a good.
Alright.
So this new guy, his name is Zach. He's your older brother, and he got into hardcore because of TikTok, and he loves. He said he's been on it for years, but he's been on it for maybe 2-3 years, and he low key is a poser, but he really likes it, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, it's all that all we for you know, being.
I'm just happy for him to be happy.
Being
know?
In the music scene, we always forget that it's really about. Oh, you really love Coldplay, dude. Better than most, bro. Most people that's don't love music at all.
It's like I'm glad you found something you truly love and you like this. And that's what really matters.
I remember.
Just because you're late to the party doesn't mean you can't party, yo.
Yeah, I talked to one of my Aldi coworkers. I worked at Aldi senior year of high school, and she must have been like 23 or something. And I was like, "What music do you like?" And she says, "I like a lot, but I'd say probably my favorite artists are Halsey and Corpse." And
everyone started clapping in the entire store. Everyone stood up and clapped and threw flowers. It was incredible.
Yeah.
And whatever makes you happy, bro.
So here's The World's Smallest Violin by AJR.
And we're back. Thank you, AJR. That's my favorite AJR song by far.
Every time I hear them, you know, I like them a little more. I'm like, oh, man, these AJR guys are really killing this. You know?
Thirsty Thursday. Yodelay, yodelay.
The next song, this is your older brother, Steven. And he's really... Steven here. And he's really...
He's gay?
Steven here. Now, have you not seen that?
Hey, guys. Steven here.
No, what is that?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. It's a. I don't even know how to start unpacking this. I'll. An explanation will happen. Yeah.
Everyone Google Hey Steven.
Don't do that. Don't look up Hey Steven.
Why? What's wrong with it?
Do not look it up. But this is a band that I got to see live pretty soon, which is cool. Or I guess hip hop group. But Steven is very into experimental hip hop, and he.
So this is also AJR.
This is also AJR, and he thinks he's so smart. He thinks he's so smart because he enjoys it. Like, you tell him that you listen to Lil Uzi Vert, and he's gonna like scoff at
you're
you.
You're stupid. Well, this is not okay. Since we're not doing Spinatron, I feel bad. This is Deltron. Or this is what is it called? By Deltron.
Time Keeps on Slipping by Deltron 3030. Yeah. I can also do it after the fact, I think. But
nah.
Okay, here goes.
Yeah. That's the funky, funky shit. Hey, bust it. Yo, yo. Deltron, tremendous force to end your course. Every whim is enforced. I send men with torches to wrench a fortress. And in the process, radiate your optics. Subconsciously haunt some seats. Superhuman technician, atomic interdimension. Too mental with intuition. Typographical aptitude, let my lasers clap at you. Map the route, psychologically crapping out. What you laughing about? Imitations. Getting penetrated in 3D simulation. In my MC training class, remain in mass. Never get liquidated, convert energy into matter instantly with a pen and pad. Calculate the centigrade, keep the center of gravity. Abolish apathy, graphically pack in 380s. With body heat sensitive bullets, you need safety. Vest on your face and neck, mental armory. Levitate lakes for my monarchy. No malarkey, my flow's embarking. Psionically sparking brain cells till they sparkling. My universe, every time I use a verse to fulfill my destiny, MCs rest in peace. Side barriers provide care within from impurities. Every word will seize your attention like third degree. I subjugate you of the fake performance while the bass hug your face. No sentient being attempts fleeing. MC siphon my likeness, bites in my insights like 5 enchiladas. This plane of existence is amazingly different from my orbital oratory. Always going for the glory. You pop wide open for my slide slogans. I stay in effect with alien tech. Make you wanna say he's the best. With synchronization, with commentation, it's armor plated, hard to fake it. Never carbonated, scar your matrix, virtually a certainty. Murk your mediocre sheets of sofa with my stellar energy. Del assembly, a realm where anything is possible. NASA scientists can't define this mechanical mindset. Diamond alignment. Astro, grapple, flow, pterodactyl, very factual crash course, last resort, cast me off, at last we warp to my own world, my own neurological cubby hole, open the air shaft, I'll be there fast with spare wraps to tear back their mask. Deltron, experimental, critical, literal, professor, test a pitiful, my granatalist interchangeable, all of this gamma, grandma, far from Bama, got my control bandanas, to control your clan with scanners, ran the planet like a band of bandits who man the cannons and guns with random subatomic, love of logic, bug with phonics, tub of chronic, glowing brighter, we're controlling ciphers, unraveling rhyme and traveling time, alien life form, melon a pipe bomb, deltoid, lifelong, I write songs, monarch, absolute, serve a glass of proof. When I vanish, leave my spirit in a planet. On top of the surface, my words and wit emerging.
We're back. We're back.
We are back.
We're back. We're so back.
That song is good.
I like that song.
I like music sometimes.
How's all, is this? Is this 8 minutes long? Holy moly! I don't know if we can do that song.
Thanks, Bob. My mom texted me and said this week has been 1,000 times better than last week.
What happened last week?
We played electronic music.
Oh, okay.
Actually, you can do the first half of this. This is this song. He's white. He's your cousin named Tom. He lives in Sacramento. He has not dreads. He has locks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't wash his hair at all, so locked up. He wears in a big long bandana. He wears capris and a t-shirt with the arms cut off, and a bunch of 1,000 seashell necklaces. But he listens to this, and you're like, this doesn't really make sense. And he keeps sending you mixtapes on cassettes, but it's 2019, so you don't really know what he's up to.
How did you do this?
Where did you get cassettes from?
How did you do that?
But he puts you onto music that's like, who made this?
How did you do this?
Well, that's pretty good. Okay, yeah, that's all I have to say about Tom.
Music.
This is Fat City by Alan Vega Official. Or I think just Alan Vega, probably.
Getting hurt.
No,
oh,
you,
well,
can't.
You can't hear. You can't hear it in the headphones.
It's on the headphones only.
Every time I turn on the microphone, you can't hear the. I did a great fade out.
Yeah, that song's long, but it's not that bad.
I like that song. That was cool.
This next older brother. Are we still doing this bit?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
This song's by the worst older brother in the world.
Yeah, he's just the worst.
He low-key hits his girlfriend,
like,
and like you're
like, you tried, it's like it's just bad.
Yeah, you're gonna hit puberty, and then you're gonna beat the shit out of him a couple times, then you're never gonna talk again. It's gonna be really bad.
He's gonna disappear one day, and it's gonna be like, oh well, I guess so.
But he likes not that bad music.
Yeah,
it's a crazy, crazy way to set up this.
It's like, yeah, this is your older brother who you're gonna have to, like, you know, you're gonna have
to
alpha him.
By the way, I love this song.
It's great. Yeah, song's great. It's like great the type of guy listening to this album is probably not that good of a person.
Mm.
It's probably just like a loser.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, you know, sometimes.
Because, like, I mean, a lot of people listening to this album are probably just like people like me and Johnny, who are just kind of like losers.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's like, if you go up to your little brother and you're showing them this song, it's like, yeah, he's going to beat you up in a couple years, bro, because you did something bad. Because you work in construction and you drank too much at a family function. And he's going to beat the shit out of you. Like, yeah.
This is like the type of older brother that, like, he'll give you, like, the, hey, it's noogie time.
Yeah.
Like, that's the type of stuff
that
he's
going to
do.
But when he's 35,
yeah,
so it's like,
yeah,
it's not that funny anymore.
Yeah.
But anyways, here's
like,
Clink, right?
Mm-hmm. Clink by Death Grips.
Yeah, from Ex-Military.
He also failed to mention the second and the third best Death Grips album there.
Nope, I mentioned the top three.
Nope.
What are the top three for you?
Money Store, Bottomless Pit, Bottom, You're the Snitch.
Nope.
Top three. Definitely.
What?
Most deaf.
Nope, nope.
Mm-hmm. What are you guys talking about?
Ex-military, way better than
these are all two. Bad.
And then half of the powers that be.
You don't know the best band ever.
Mm-mm.
I'll tell you. You'll learn.
Who's the AJR?
No, dude.
Oh, also, you guys are really good.
21 Pilots. Okay. Duh.
Oh, true.
Television.
I could have seen them live.
Thank God you didn't.
Play Metallica. That's the most older brother song.
Well, I think actually Olivia went to see them live, so maybe you should have gone, bro. Maybe you missed out.
This older brother's name is Samuel.
Yeah.
And he often wears like button up flannels. But not like baggy ones, like ones that are kind of just like normal fitting, and he'll wear like straight fitting jeans. Wears a lot of Vans. He has glasses, and he gets pretty good grades. His name is Samuel.
He studies hard. He's he's gonna have a successful job.
Samuel R. Jackson.
Yep. Samuel R. Jackson.
Yes. Yes. But yeah, he's a sweet guy, his middle name's Robert. Samuel Robert Jackson.
Robert.
We looked it up, and it's a real person who did something like horrible.
We have no idea who Samuel Robert Jackson, but it's this guy who likes this song.
And he likes this song. Evil will prevail by the flaming lips.
Yep.
You know, he likes some like kind of like soft rock type stuff. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's a crazy take.
Okay. Okay.
This is your cousin. He's living in Detroit. He's kind of getting into the hardcore scene too much. He got gauges, and he's getting blackout tattoos on his neck. And so this is what he's listening to now. It's not. It's. Is it going well? Like emotionally? Yeah. Is it going well financially? No. No. I don't think he's ever gonna have a job ever again. Actually.
Hey, but he's. You know. He's having fun.
He's cool.
He's a chill dude.
Okay. Here. Oh wait, this might have to be the last song.
Oh.
We're 54 now.
Sorry, good. Johnny. Ratio.
Yeah, ratio, dude. So what you get for having a horrible Best Beatles album. Pick.
And this song is what I like to... I think about this every
best
night.
Best Beatles album, trust.
Yeah, Johnny says Magical Mystery Tour is the Best Beatles album.
Magical Mystery Tour, Best Beatles album. Sergeant
it's like,
Pepper,
I wouldn't even know, bro. I wouldn't even know.
That's, yeah, honestly, I listen to them so little that I wouldn't... I don't know.
John Lennon's solo career was pretty bad, though.
I don't listen to enough of them.
Not sure you heard about this, but he didn't have a, you know, too many chances to make solo albums.
He's hinting at the fact that John Lennon got shot.
Yeah, he got
Yeah, but the ones that he did make weren't that good, so it's like, whatever.
Dude, imagine all the Beatle.
The only good one he... yeah, that's good. Okay, let's go. The only good one that I ever heard, Olivia showed me. Anyways, here's Suffer the Children
imagine
by Napalm Death.
Imagine all the people.